Well, the situation in Egypt remains tense months after the country's first democratically elected president was ousted by the military. Egyptians are again out to protest against the army-backed government. People in the capital, Cairo, and Alexandria took to the streets after Friday prayers to renew calls for the reinstatement of Mohamed Morsi. The protesters also condemned the interim government's harsh crackdown on Mohamed Morsi supporters and Muslim Brotherhood leaders and members. Many of Morsi's supporters were killed and injured in the army crackdown after he was ousted by the military in July. Many senior Brotherhood leaders and members were also rounded up by the military. Well, let's cross over to Cairo now. Joining us is our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, to tell us a bit more. Karim, I understand a larger protest at Cairo's Liberation Square was called off today of fears of more crackdown and bloodshed by the hands of security forces. Tell us a bit more.
Indeed, the calls to start an open-ended sit-in in Cairo's Liberation Square has been called off by the Anti-Coup Alliance amidst fears of further confrontation between the Morsi protesters and the Central Security Forces alongside the APCs. As you know, on the 6th of October was a bloody day in Egypt's capital, Cairo, as well as in other governorates around the country. More than 50 people have been killed on the hands of the military and the Central Security Forces, who are brutally cracking down on the protesters. And today, a pro-Morsi protester has been killed in clashes between the Central Security Forces and the protesters in the vicinity of Ramallah Adawiyah Mosque, one of the encampments, the massive pro-Morsi encampment that was dismantled back in August. And also there are other clashes taking place in Alexandria, as the Central Security Forces are using brutal force against protesters who have taken to the streets to respond to the call made by the Anti-Coup Alliance to hold a demonstration this Friday to call for Morsi's return to power. And also, despite the widened crackdown by the military-backed interim government on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters, this crackdown failed to deter the defiant protesters from taking to the streets.
Karim, I'm going to have to stop you there. We've run out of time. We will continue to keep an eye on the situation there in Egypt as it continues to develop. Our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, there reporting from Cairo.